And I'm just going to go by what I've been told. Okay? Bute works on if it's bone pain. Banamine helps if it's muscle, soft tissue pain. I learned the hard way. You're not supposed to bute your horse with the pace if it's colicking. Because he just added sour stuff to a sour stomach. So if you have an immediate trauma, you always want to have bute in the fridge, right? You know, the injectable's faster, but me, I'm scared to put something in a vein. So you have the paste or you can put it in the muscle. Then I immediately get them on MSM. Because MSM and all your tack and feed stores speeds connective tissue repair when you don't know where the lameness is. And it is a long-term anti-inflammatory, but it takes longer to come online. But you don't want to say, oh, my horse is on 4 scoops of MSM a day and he's sound, so I'm going to go ride him in a 50-mile endurance ride. You need to be able to back him off the MSM and see if he's still sound. You know, so if your horse is lame and you don't know where it is, we do the hoof soaks, we do the body work, we do the MSM, and if there's any kind of tear or strain, the MSM is supposed to help. And people say, how much can you give? Well, on the racetracks, they do 50 cc's of DMSO. You know that's what MSM is, right? 50 cc's of DMSO cut with 10 cc's of vitamin C and they inject it in the vein, in suspensories and tendons, heal like times 10. Very scary. We would do it for endurance horses once or twice a year. They're supposed to stink like sulfur, like a dragon for 24 hours. If it's gone within a couple hours, that's how badly the body needed the MSM. And if you can do 50 cc's in IV, you can give 4 scoops in the feed. So I just tell people 2 scoops AM, 2 scoops PM while it's chronic. You know, while it's ongoing and it's hot, and then kind of back off and see what's going on. I like the Dynamite MSM. So when you look at the feed store stuff, the scoop's this big for 1 scoop, and the Dynamite one is so pure that the scoop is that big for 1 scoop. So pain, inflammation, a lot of the oils work on inflammation.
Frankincense.
Peppermint too. So Regan says that if they're lame and you give them bute and they're sound, then it's more bone joints. And if they're lame and you give them banamine and they go sound, it's more soft tissue. You know, and you've got magnets, you've got photon therapy, you've got red lights, you've got cold laser, you've got beamer blankets. There's so many different things, but that's what your yes and no is for. Where is it? What do I put on it? Because that used to, you know, the vets would say, oh, your horse is great. And I'm like, well, where is it? What do I treat? I don't know. Give him some bute and some time off. And but I want to know what to treat. What do I ice? What do I pack? What do I... Instead, you'd get like nerve blocks and tell you what it isn't. Cool? Any other questions about medicine chest stuff, cuts, wounds, bacterial, viral? That's all going to be in the book. I just found more stuff to add to it. Cool. So remember, you can't diagnose and treat. The only way you can say something is, if this was my horse, this is what I would do. You can't say, oh, you need to do this for inflammation.
Well, he's used my 18-year-old border collie. Mm-hmm. So I've given the MSM, and he's trot around now, where he can barely walk.
We need to do the doggy body work on him, yeah. Because it helps to relieve the inflammation, but not the cause still. Cool. The cold back, tight backed horses, you just need to do the body work. Talked about that at dinner last night. Dinner was fun. Anything else about... So basically, this is my medicine chest, and everything else is just...
In the UK, they talked about MSM in animals couldn't be assimilated unless given with something else. And I'll recognize it if you say it. A lot of the supplements not only have MSM, but they have something else with them.
The hyaluron, I guess.
No.
I don't know.
To the sea?
I think you're talking about chondroitin. The trifecta.
Oh, chondroitin.
And see, they haven't even proven that when you orally feed the chondroitins that they're getting past the stomach acids, which is why the injectable always worked better, or the adequanin. So my vet had given me a horse adequanin for a dog, and that would last like 7-8 months. I give her a shot once a month in the muscle. No point in sprinkling it on the food if they can't always assimilate it. Anything else? Endurance, riding, colic, sores, wounds, bacterial, viral. So asking the vitality, your kids come home from school. Wow, you're at 40%, what do you need? So you can catch it like you, or you're catching it before it's a full-blown something. It's much better when it only lasts 2 or 3 days instead of 2 or 3 weeks.
I was already better this morning, and then didn't cough this morning at all. I had a cough. Just a little bit last night, I knew, just get right on it.
So, yep, get right on it. Mm-mm. Cool. You actually save a lot of money in the long run. So my barn in Indiana, this will be the fifth time I'm going, she just goes out with hoof spray and fly spray. And the first time we'd fed this to the horses internal, hers all sit on the hitching rail for hours of flies just all over them. The flies are so bad they have to use this nasty aerosol stuff in a can. And her horses just had dull, lifeless eyes that were goopy, drippy, and we just went and put this in all their mouths, and the next day they were clear, dark, and brown. And they were going... And she puts this on all the wounds, she puts it in the feet. So we just call it the miracle spray. So, any other questions about what we did yesterday or what I use product-wise?
I just would like to know where you can get a set of those, a whole set. Is it very expensive?
The oils? That's all in this flyer that you can look at. So there's a basic kit of 150 that gives you 10 oils in small bottles. That's everything for viral, bacterial, pain, inflammation. It's got lavender in it for skin issues, melaleuca, digestin, and deep blue. So it's everything. And then you get 3 oils on top of that for the hoof spray. So it's about $200. That will make you about 8 or 9 bottles of hoof spray that I sell for $25 each. So if you do that, you just paid for all your oils. And the other thing you want to do, if you're out there working on other people's horses, you want to have the stuff, because they're not going to go, when you give them homework on a website to go look at it and buy it, they're not going to do it. I just say, your horse needs 2 bottles of NCD. Do you want one now or do you want them both now? But remember, have them turn on their yes and no's. So they're finding out why the horse needs it, then they will apply it, they will actually use it, and they diagnose their own horse. Okay? We're not diagnosing and treating, we're just offering what does your body need to be in a better environment. NCD makes prescription meds work better because it cleans your whole body, and prescription meds are supposed to be in an alkaline environment. As soon as you're acidic, then you have to take more for the same relief. So the people that detox with the NCD and the pergolite horses, I say within 2 to 3 months you should retest the blood because you might have to back off on your doses. And they're like, oh, really? Okay, so it's going to be more effective. So normally if we do the head stuff and the body stuff and the detox stuff, we can get the horses back to like half the dose of pergolite as long as they don't worm and vaccinate again. Some can get off of it, just depends. Any other questions? You just ready to go do what we did yesterday? First rib, ribs, withers. You noticed a big change in the horses?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so we'll take a break. And...